Turning our attention now to the weather forecast, we're joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Boy, I hope your day is as gorgeous there as it is here, clear and crisp, and I guess it'll be that way for a couple of days. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've got a very big cold high-pressure center that's working its way into the middle of the country, and that's the reason for the clear skies, and it's going to be rather crisp, but you'll see a lot of sunshine for a little while here. There's some actual snow that's falling right now in parts of the central plains, straight south of the surface high-pressure center. We'll see several inches occur across the west central high plains. That'll be good for some of the wheat crop out there, but the heart of the Midwest will get some long and well-deserved sunshine and break from all the wet bias. And boy, eat it up while you can, because we are definitely not done with the wet weather bias there. I think as we go forward into the last days of February and on into March, we're going to see more rain and some snow occurring across the region, keeping the ground probably too wet. And there's going to be a lot of chatter during the month of March about the prospects for that early season planting process. Certainly the Gulf of Mexico coastal states are going to have a tough time getting into their fields on time this year.
More precipitation than normally would come, do you think, at this point in time? Or is it just because everything's so saturated and it continues the problems?
I think it's going to be a combination of several factors. One is definitely the fact that we're already so wet. The other is that we're going to have a cool end to February, and probably the majority of March will end up being cooler biased as well. So we're not going to see good drying conditions when it's not raining. So that's the second slam in the face. And the third thing is that the cold air that's going to be coming down periodically is going to have to fight with some warmer air that'll be present over the southeastern United States. And anytime you get cold and warm or close to each other like that, you get a fairly significant southwesterly flow pattern to evolve, and that always brings rain. So, or precipitation in the form of snow in this case. So it doesn't look real pretty right now, but the hopeful thing here is that maybe we'll get all this wet out of the way in early March, and you know, maybe by the time we get to April and the heart of the Midwest is ready to rock and roll, things might be better.
Speaking of production that's taking place, and I'll just transition at this point to South America, I'd like to talk about both first and second crop corn there. There were some concerns about first crop corn as it made it to maturity. What did we end up doing, and how's the second crop getting off to its planting season start?
Yeah, that first crop varies quite a bit across the country. I think most everybody did okay this year, but there was some issues with some dryness in Rio Grande do Sul, where yield potentials fell rather significantly because of dryness in a part of that state. And there were other areas in the heart of center-south Brazil that had routine rain for a while, but right during the middle of reproduction, I think things got a little wet and might not have gone over real well. I think the bottom line, though, it's still not a bad scenario. But this first crop of corn is not nearly as big as it used to be, and so it's the second season corn that is so very important to Brazil's bottom line. And the second season crop is going into the ground at a fairly normal pace. Now, there are some issues in Goiás and parts of Minas Gerais where it has been raining a little bit too often, so they're going to be a little bit later getting into the ground there. But for the rest of the second season corn, and for that matter, second season cotton planting, from Mato Grosso into Paraná and parts of São Paulo, I think the situation there in those areas looks just fine. I think they're going to make some good progress. It's not as fast as last year, but that's because those soybeans didn't get planted as quickly as the year before, and there's also been a little bit of rain disruption. But I think things are going to be working out just fine. So the second season crop has a fairly good chance of doing okay. The big concern will be Goiás, I think, because of that delay in getting that crop in the ground. And remember that the monsoonal rains in Brazil usually start withdrawing towards the end of March, and especially in April. And if this is a normal year, these crops that don't get planted until the 1st of March are obviously going to be running on subsoil moisture only to support reproduction, and that just might not bode real well for some of the yields. Crops that are going in the ground now will have a much better chance of having a successful reproductive season.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.